Eric, I'm going to come back to you. We have a question from somebody based in Asia on asking a pretty similar question about what we were just talking about, which is stocking density and what is profitable. But in this case with Barramundi, is this a species? This is quite an interesting species because I think people are talking about it could become the next salmon. Not sure if that's a little bit hyped, but have you seen land-based projects in that space? And if not, I mean, are there any other species you think could really take off in land-based?
I've not personally seen any land-based Barramundi projects. We do think it's a species with a potential in general, also for conventional aquaculture. There's a company that recently raised a significant amount of equity for conventional aquaculture of Barramundi in Southeast Asia. As to the biological performance of Barramundi in RAS, I'm unfortunately not an expert on that species, so I wouldn't be able to tell, unfortunately.
Yeah, but are there any other species that you think in land-based, you know, gosh, that could really take off?
Yes and no. I mean, I think there's a reasonable argument that yellowtail is a suitable fish for land-based farming. It's a very robust species. It's exceptionally high growth compared to salmon, but it's not as a commoditized species as salmon is. So there are limits to how many companies and how much growth you can achieve in. So for us to be, if you were to be convinced of to invest in a company focusing on, for example, yellowtail, we would take a much more closer look at your sales strategy, value-added process, to markets where that fish could succeed, etc. But do I think there will be a new salmon? No.
Good answer. Thank you.